below sea level on the earth. Amen. And the reason why I'm trying to tell you all of these things about Jericho, praise God, which takes me to my first point, praise God, is that when you are on the Jericho road, praise God, you are on your way down. Praise God. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, when you are on the Jericho road, there's but one direction that you are headed, and that's down. Praise God. You see, in the text, verse 30 says, and a certain man went down, which means that he left Jerusalem, and he went down to Jericho. Praise God.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Awesome blood until redeeming.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wonder Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
The title of our message today is The Church Must Arise. The church must arise. This is going to be our topic for today. But before we get into this teaching, we want to offer up prayers to our Heavenly Father. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you that this is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing that you have placed on our lives. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit that's in our lives right now. You know that the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us, and he will keep us in all of our ways, Lord. We acknowledge you. So, Lord, we acknowledge you this day as the God of all power, the God of all anointing, the God of all this earth and heaven also. Lord, we thank you for this day. We ask that you give your people a look at who you are. Let them see, Lord, with eyes, supernatural eyes, who you are. Let them see, Lord, with supernatural eyes, the ability that you have given us. Lord, we need you in this day and this hour. We need you right now to come into our lives. We need you, Lord, to send these signs and wonders that comes after we minister, Lord. We want to see the signs and wonders come as we minister your word according to your word. You said that signs and wonders would follow as we preach and teach your word. As we lay hands on the sick, they would recover. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is true. We thank you that you are not a liar, and that you will never lie. If you said it, you will do it. And if you spoke it, you'll make it good. So, Lord, we ask that you let this message fall on a good heart, not on a stony heart, but on a good heart that's ready to receive and ready to spring up in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for this prayer in Jesus' name. Now, as I said, we are going to be talking about the church. We must rise. The church has to arise. You know, we have to come up out of the ashes. We're no longer in the ashes. We're no longer there, saints. God sent Jesus so we no longer have to be in the ashes. So we need to arise, and we need to begin to get ourselves straight in what we have been commanded to do. You know, the church is at a serious junction right now where we have a lot of the word, and that's good. We have a lot of the word, but we have no real substance or power behind that word. This is a very vulnerable position for the church to be. And saints, I know you can agree with me that this is a vulnerable position for anybody to be, where you have no power. You know, right now, it's in a position that there's no power, there's no substance behind the word. We can talk the word, we can speak the word, we can shout according to the word, we can live by the word, but how many know that we're going to have to perform also according to the word? You know, for many years, God's people, the leaders of the church, have been stationary in a place where we're igniting the church, you know, with the word of God. You know, we're stirring the church with the word of God, but we have no power, no substance. You know, we have not brought this church to the levels of where God wanted to be. God wants us to be at a level of power and demonstration. You know, this is the place that God has set for his church, in power and in demonstrations. Now, what I'm saying is God has placed us in the highest position in the world, a position of tremendous power. You know, a position of power and of great abilities and great wealth. A place where we can completely access all of the kingdom of God and all of the powers of God. Saints, listen to this. We can completely access all the kingdom of God and all the powers of God. This is the place that the church is at right now. This is the ability that he has given the church. Who the church is, you and I. It's us. We are the church. It's not a stone building with glass windows, but it's individuals like you and I. We are the church. The church still lives as if it's still under the law. You know, Moses gave us the law, but the law was weak. And we see that in Romans the 8th chapter. Paul talks about us and about the law, you know. So we're going to read Romans chapter 8. And when we read this chapter, we want you to see, and you will be able to see, you begin to see where the church of God is now, and where we're going to begin to take our place and get in that right place as to where the church should be. You know, we're living where we must begin to take giant steps out of this paralyzed state. We're in sort of a paralyzed state right now as to where we're just sitting there. We're enjoying the word. We're loving the word. We're reading the word. We're prophesying the word. We're jumping and shouting on the word. We're doing everything, and that's good, with the word of God. But how many know that without the doing of the word, it's not complete. We're going to have to get to where we can do the word. With just the same amount of enthusiasm and excitement, we're going to be able to do it with that same excitement and enthusiasm that we have when we read it and teach it and pray it and sing it. You know, God never meant for us to be hearers only, and you know, but he expects us to be doers of the word. So I'm going to read Romans chapter 8, and we're going to discuss it. Romans chapter 8, and this is what it says. It says, we're going to read the third verse. It says, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sent in his own son in likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemn sin in the flesh. Now, saints of God, this is what your God did for you. The law could not keep us from sinning. The law could not keep us from breaking those laws. It couldn't keep us. Moses gave us the commandments. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. And how many know the people did, the people did, the people did. All the things that he said we shouldn't do, the people did it. So Romans 8 and the third verse, it says, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. See, that we're in the flesh, saints of God. We're in the flesh. And we're commanded by God to come out of the flesh and to live in the spirit. Now, we know that this is spiritual activity. We know that we cannot come out of this flesh and live except when we die, we go straight to God. That's the spirit goes straight to God, but the flesh goes into the ground. So we know that whilst we're living in the flesh, we're going to have the mind of the spirit. We're going to have to live supernaturally in order to do what God has said for us to do. You know, and this is the problem with the law that Moses gave. It says, for that the law, what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh. See, through our flesh, we're weak, and we can't do all this stuff that God has called us to do. So that's why he say, he sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and he sent him for sin, and he condemned sin in the flesh. So, saints of God, if we're living sinful now, then we're out of place. Because sin has been condemned by Jesus Christ. We don't have to sin. We do not have to sin. But guess what? If you're sinning, you can come out of that sin. You can come out of it right now because God didn't intend for us to sin. You know, God wants us to be straight. He wants us to be holy. He wants us to be righteous. So we can come out of that paralyzed state that we're in. The church is in a paralyzed state as to where we just being excited, being ignited, and that's not where God wants us to be. And we continue to look at Romans 8, and it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. See, this is where we got to walk, saints. Not after the flesh. See, what is the fleshly things? We want things. We want to look good. We want to smell good. We want to go places. You know, we want the finest of the finest. You know, we want to be in the know. We want to be hip. You know, we want to be where we're in the now. When we get on social media, the words that those people use, we want to be right, fitting right in there. So we'll look just like them, sound just like them. That's not where God wants us to be. God says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. See, the law that Moses gave us, it was a death sentence hanging on it because nobody could actually live all that. And it was proven back there in that time, and it's still proven right now. We can't live like that. So we have to get out of the flesh as to where we feel everything. We see everything. We smell everything. We touch everything. See, we can't use the five senses. That's not the spirit realm. That is the sense realm. That is the flesh realm. So we have to come out of the flesh realm where we hear, see, speak, touch, smell, taste. We have to come out of that realm. And we have to get in the spirit realm. And that's where Jesus Christ is, the